Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Well, we'll talk about the dizzying pursuits of the Padres coming up. But there's only one dizzying pursuit I'm interested in right now. It's a little thing we call Hammer Time.
Can't touch this. Can't touch this. Can't touch this. Stop. Hammer Time.
And the reason we call it Hammer Time is because our assistant producer is nicknamed The Hammer.
What up?
And he joins us from back at our Entercom Empire Studios.
Hammer, before you get started, I just want to say something.
What's up?
I miss you.
I miss you guys so much.
I miss you very much.
It's so lonely.
We'll see you soon.
You bring a positive attitude every day, and for that, I appreciate you. I miss your smile. I miss the way that you look at me.
I miss the way you look at me. It's like
that's
I'm the only person in the room.
That's true. That is true. I make you feel special. All right, what do we got today?
Okay, so I got a quick question for you guys. What do you think's more of an alpha move? So you're in your car and there's an open parking spot. If you just pull right on into your spot, like going straight in, or if you back up into your spot in front of everybody?
I don't know that it's alpha or
it's
beta.
It's definitely alpha.
I think one it's the backer inners are the people that I want to drag out of their car and beat them up.
I think the backer inners, that's a delta beta move, if you know what I'm saying.
DB douchebag. Yeah. Look at my guy over here. I see. You won't say. Oh, our boss doesn't like when we say that. Sorry. A DB. He doesn't like that word. No, I'm like, nah, you can say it. We're not going to get in trouble.
But don't you think it's really cool to be able just to drive right out of a parking lot? Like when you back into it, the precision too that comes into play when you're backing into a spot, only the good drivers can pull it off.
That's true.
If you can pull it off on the one try.
One. If not.
Pull it in. But if you're doing the whole nudge in, nudge out, nudge in while someone that's waiting to get by you.
Like Austin Powers.
Trader Joe's parking lot, which is always absolutely jammed. It drives me crazy.
It makes me insane.
So I do it most mornings when we pull into the 97.3 parking lot. There's nobody there. There's maybe one car in an entire parking
You're
lot.
Good. It's woods. You're good.
So I got plenty of room to just back on in.
Take your time.
Because it is nice. You get in the car, you just whip right on out. But
I've almost hit 15 people in our parking lot backing out, though, by the way.
Our parking lot's the worst.
On the way out of work, I'm like, ah.
That's why I do it. But now if I showed up at 10 a.m. and there was one spot amid 100 cars,
100%.
Probably not backing into that.
I told you the story once. I'll repeat it again from our parking lot at work. There's all the empty spots when I get there in the morning, but the spot on the end is reserved, so I can't take that one. I have to take the second one, which is harder to line up when there's no one else there and it's dark. So I pull in, and I guess a couple of days in a row, I'm kind of not centered completely in the spot. I'm a little over toward that reserved spot, and I
blame
walk
it on
out
the
one
Henry.
Day. I look at my car, and I go, man, I did a bad parking job. I was way over into that other person's spot. I bet they're not too happy with me.
And it's their spot.
Yeah,
it is
it's
reserved.
Their spot that's reserved. And I bet they're not too happy with me. I get up to my car. There is a note on there asking me, could you please just next time move your car over like a half a foot to the left so I can actually get out of my car in the morning and not climb over through the passenger seat
it's
to
amazing.
Get out.
It's amazing.
That's pretty much as bad as I felt.
No, Hammer, you're right. It is alpha, and I say that it's lame because I can't do it. So that's pretty much why.
The best case scenario is when it's just an open parking lot and you can just pull right on in and you can just pass the other spot and it looks like you backed in.
Sometimes in a wide open, I just go sideways. All right, I'll just take up three or four spots. All right, that's the real alpha.
What's the rule on the carpool slash? You know, you get the carpool spot in a parking lot, not the lane, but some parking lots have like you know car reserve for carpools only.
Oh,
if I show up with one other person,
that's a carpool.
If I like my kids coming and is in the back seat with me, that's carpool.
Carpool.
Even at work, I can park in that
100%.
Spot.
100%, it's carpool.
Who's monitoring that?
The kid wasn't going to drive themselves no matter what.
Yeah, what are they going to do? What are they going to do? Call the parking police on you? They don't know.
That's true.
They don't know.
They don't know how many people were in your car unless they're spying on you as you get out.
How about the dry cleaner that does the sign in the parking lot, 5-minute parking lot? I'm like, yeah, sure. I'll walk in, look in the window, and then I'll go next door and get a sandwich, but I always park in that spot.
Is carpool still in play if you drive to work with somebody, but then you leave without them?
That's not in play, I don't think.
You have to leave with them if you arrive with them to park in the parking lot's carpool spot.
I would say so, yeah. I mean, nobody's going to monitor that, but yeah.
What if you arrive with like 6 people, but then they all got rides elsewhere?
I don't know.
And you're leaving by yourself.
All I know is that this repeating holiday montage on these TV screens is going to make me go.
See, if we had Hammer here, we'd have him work on changing.
I would have Hammer standing up there just covering. I'm going to go on a killing spree. I don't see this anymore. Hammer, you got to see this. It's insane. We should do a video.
I can send you a video. It's only going to
take 10 seconds. And it just repeats. And now that Ben brought it up yesterday, I'm fixated on it.
Hey, Paul, take another picture of Woods, please.
Oh,
I love those.
God, this. I am, you know. Look, you guys ever see.
I'm not wearing any blame for this.
You ever see Caddyshack, Ben?
Yes, I've seen Caddyshack.
You know when Roddy Dangerfield's hanging out with his buddy? And he's like, Wang, it's a parking lot. Let's go. And Wang is out there taking pictures. Our producer is Wang. Our new producer is Wang. Hey, look at us. We're on a walk. Hey, here's Woods with his giant neck. Like, I'm going to need – you got to – like, your job is to make me look better.
That's not my fault.
It's your job. It's your job to make me look good. And you have failed dramatically the last
time. Trevor Hoffman, mind if we get a picture with you here? Hey, okay, here's my arm extended, like one, two, three.
Does it instantly post? No, you show it to me and say, hey, can I post this? I need to have final say. On this, Wang, from now on.
I think we're beyond soft lighting fixing us, though, Woods.
It's these weird angles. And, like, he takes a picture of us on a walk yesterday, and I'm like, I'm taking my hand, I'm rubbing it up under my face, and I look ridiculous.
Don't do that. Just look normal.
That picture with you and Mark Grant, that was rough.
Just kill me, Hammer. I just get worn out for 19 hours. I had some of the dorkiest – one guy, this guy yesterday, he said I look like
– You look at the people that are talking mess.
I got a guy that looks like Danny DeVito making fun of me, number one. I got another guy that looks like he has never – had intercourse with a woman without cutting a check, and he called me Billy Joel yesterday. Like, I was pissed. I'm like, 15 hours a day of this garbage I got to deal with on Twitter because of Wang's pictures over here. It's a parking lot.
Hammer, good job. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks,
miss you guys.
All fired up. Thanks a lot, Hammer.
No problem.
Stop. Hammer time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.